And we're going to call it, have we got a title up there? Yes. We call it Transformation from Scrap to Treasure. That's where some of us have come from, and hopefully we're all on the way to. From scrap to treasure, being transformed. And the message kind of stems from a few years ago when we still had our gallery business, and we would often go and buy in art pieces, and we went to buy some metalwork over the mountain at Worcester. So that's what we were doing, and I know what Rosita wants to share comes out of that particular visit to Worcester to buy metal. And here's one of the props, not what we bought that day, but something similar. Okay, over to you, sweetheart.
This is
scrap. It's a piece of metal, art, by the way.
This is scrap metal transformed in something uniquely different. Now, I don't think too many people choose to go to a scrapyard. I don't, because for most of us, there is nothing what has any value there. It's all past selling day. But because we were interested and we were invited to come to a gentleman who had a workshop in Worcester. And so we decided, and it was summer, and let's make a day out of it. And I was sort of very prettily dressed and to go to a scrapyard. If you've never been to a scrapyard, don't try to get there. It is not inviting. So, and so off we go, and there is no street name, so it's difficult to go and look for it. But in the end, we got there, and I thought, this is a waste of time. I could have done something much better with this day, trying to get between old cars piled up and scrap, and the floor was slippery with oil, and it was not a nice smell. And I thought, is there anything good what can come out of this mess? And, well, in the end, we found the young man's little, it was possibly two or three meters by 3 meters. And there, displayed nicely in this mess heap, 17 beautiful pieces of scrap metal transformed in beautiful pieces of art. Giraffes and birds and owls. And I thought, ashamed. This is a shame on me. And you know, what does it take to transform scrap metal in something like that? Ooh, you don't do it just sort of quickly. It takes a process, it takes insight, it takes, you have to see the potential, you have to sort of be able to work with tools to do it and have space, and you get very dirty in doing the job. But, so I thought, wow, this is amazing. I was absolutely mesmerized by how he had made all those beautiful pieces, and we bought actually most of it we bought. And we decided, because this lovely summer day and I was looking pretty, and so we are going for a nice lunch somewhere on a lovely wine farm. But driving there, I was thinking, Lord, you, the greatest creator, how often do you have to transform us who end up on a scrap yard? How often do you have to do an incredible, amazing, and awesome job to turn our lives around? And it really took my mind to, Lord, where do you start? Where do you start? And I thought, okay, the starting point is where I come to the end, on a mess heap where I say, I haven't got it anymore. I cannot, there is no way. I'm totally lost. I'm on a scrapyard. Like the prodigal son, where he ate the pig's food. And so I thought, well, Lord, yeah, my first step is recognizing I cannot fix myself. Because God, who created us in our mother's womb, had a purpose and a plan for all of us. A beautiful plan and a beautiful purpose. But you know, we think we know better, and we easy with small steps drift further and further away from the purpose God has with our lives. And so only the Lord can transform it. Only He. But we need to say, Lord, I surrender all. I am in a desperate need to be transformed and to make my life again purposeful for your glory. Because when we come to the kingdom of God, we step out of the darkness into a different kingdom. God's kingdom is the opposite. It is light versus darkness. And so there is a lot what needs to be done for when we come to salvation. The Lord has a lot what He needs to do. And you know, only the Lord can do it. And He knows where to start, how to every step of the way do what is required. And we need to cooperate. Say, Lord, your will be done. I'm not going to try and fix myself because I can't do it. But if we let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us, He can transform our lives tremendously. And you only have to listen to some awesome testimonies that you know, oh, Lord, and what a blessing. Give the Lord a chance, because He will do it, because it's His heart's desire. Jesus died for all of us, and that we may have life in abundance, and only He can do what we cannot do. This is sort of almost a sum up.
No, that's okay.
Can carry on, darling. We still have enough time.
Yeah, well, I think the next thing we want to do is just read a very well-known scripture, which kind of supports Rosita's the experience that she felt that day, you know, seeing what was a cross between a scrapyard and a repair workshop or whatever it was, and just the transformation that can happen from scrap to a piece of art. And it's just a very well-known scripture, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, if we can put that up there. And it just speaks so much to the situation, and the situation actually that we are all in and we're all faced with. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. There's that word, transformed, transformation. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we see from this that we are all to be on a journey of transformation from our scrap heap. Some of us were on a worse scrap heap than others, but all of us were somewhere that was not very good when we came to the Lord. And yes, some of us worse than others, but everyone in a place where we needed to be saved in the first place and then transformed into the likeness of Christ. And that is the journey we are on. It is one of transformation. And it's interesting. So that's good. If we get hold of that, I need to be transformed. But just how? I'm saved. How do I need to be transformed? And this is where the word says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the renewing of our mind will transform us. So the next thing is, how do I renew my mind? Would you like to tell us, sweetheart?
Well, there is a handbook. Every car, you buy a car, you get a handbook, and it's spelled out. Now, the Word of God spells out how we supposed to be transformed, because it gives us every step of the way. It gives us wisdom, insight, discernment, and the Holy Spirit. And so we need to make it an effort to every day read the Word of God. And I remember when I just came to the Lord, I actually had to read the Bible often with a translation from the Hollandse taal in the Engelse taal that I couldn't understand the language, never mind translating it. So, but by persevering and making it a daily commitment to read the Word, it will change. You get insight, and it will change you, change your mind. You get a better perspective of who God is and what He wants to do in us and through us.
Okay. Say I'm a young believer, okay? This Bible has about 1,500 pages.
We all once were a young believer, yes.
And I must renew my mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where do I start?
Well, there is a good advice. There are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And Mark and Luke and Matthew are quite similar, but John stands apart. You start with John, and then Paul. Paul is very, very good with his letters to the church. And, well, that input is very, very helpful. And don't forget to go to the Old Covenant, because you can't separate the two. But for a new believer, just take it step by step and go to the Gospels.
Stop with the Gospels.
Yes.
Gospel of John.
Yes.
The letters of Paul to the churches.
Yes. Yes.
What about the Psalms and the Proverbs?
Oh, yeah. If you need wisdom, wow. Proverbs, darling.
We all need wisdom.
Oh, this is awesome.
A proverb a day keeps the doctor away. keeps the devil away.
Definitely. And Psalms, they are very encouraging. Yeah. So Psalms and Proverbs.
Okay.
Definitely don't. And one proverb, possibly one proverb a day next to...
One chapter a day.
One chapter a day next to the Gospels.
Okay. All the letters of Paul.
And yes, darling.
Okay. No, that's good. Okay. Yeah, that's if you're engaged to be married. There's an age restriction on that one. Okay. I was only allowed to read it when I was over 50. But I read it Skellumpy's before then. Okay. Sorry. It's a church service. Yeah. Song of Solomon we leave out of the children's Bible, huh? Yeah. Okay, so what about... So can I just open the Bible anywhere?
No.
And read it?
No, you have to have a Bible plan. And scripture by scripture. Take the whole book of John and the whole book of Matthew or Mark and Luke. I think that is what you... And you need to read it into context.
Read it in context.
Definitely.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get a bit confused rather than wise.
Okay. Okay. All right. So for the young believer, we start with the Gospel or the letters to Paul. We focus mostly in the New Testament. We get into the Psalms and Proverbs for encouragement and wisdom. And when we... Used to that, we get into the Old Covenant, and we read in context.
You've got it, darling.
Book at a time.
You've got it.
Every day.
Absolutely.
Morning and evening. And that's
morning and evening, sure, yeah. Wow. Okay.
That's the recipe for success, huh?
Yeah.
That's the recipe for renewing the mind, huh?
Yeah.
And if we do the renewing of the mind, we will be transformed.
Definitely.
And we will be transformed from scrap...
To a treasure.
To a treasure. Amen. Okay. We've got a couple more scriptures just to kind of undergird what we're saying. We'll just go through them very quickly. It's really an encouragement to all of us just to get into the Word each day. Jesus said that we will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And sometimes we don't really believe it, but it's true. Let's go to James 1:25. This will also encourage us. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's your word, the Bible, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So if we'll get into the word, continue in it, hear and do, we will be blessed. That's a good deal, I think. And it's kind of worth getting into that. Then we've got, there's many scriptures we could choose, but we've chosen three from Psalm 119, verse 98. You, through your commandments, that's the word, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I think we all would like to be wiser than our enemies. And this is the key, renewing our mind, resulting in a transformed life. And that will make us wiser than our enemies. The next one is verse 99. Yes, it's there. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. We meditate on the word. It gives us more understanding than all my teachers. That's kind of interesting, huh? Yeah, more understanding than all my teachers. And the last one, verse 104, through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. And just as I was meditating on this, I thought, this is incredible. If I get into the word, I get understanding. And that's great. But then something happens. As I get understanding and my mind gets renewed, something additional starts to happen. I hate every false way. The understanding that I get from the word, because now I get how good and actually exciting it is in the word, because I'm getting revelation. God is speaking to me. It's really interesting and it's changing me. And part of that change is that I start to hate every false way. And there's some of those false ways are ways that I actually really enjoyed before I came to the Lord. And you know, if we want to change, there's nothing like hating the thing we've been doing to change. So maybe that's a word for some of us who are struggling with some temptations, because maybe we're not hating those false ways enough. Maybe the key for some of us is to get into the word in a disciplined way, so that we get more understanding. And as we get more understanding and our mind gets renewed and we get to know the Lord better, that I will really hate those things that were a serious temptation for me before, and they will become far less tempting, to the point that they have no more hold on me. Isn't that interesting? Just as I was meditating or thinking about that, I thought, wow, that is really, really powerful. I'll let my wife have the last word, okay?
That is the result of transformation. When you are transformed, you want to stay away from those things which got you into the deep pit.
So. Amen.